This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and I'm happy to have on the program with me to talk about the Miss River Raisin Festival pageant that's going to be coming up real soon is Ashley Pelham of Onset, who is the current Miss River Raisin Festival. Ashley, welcome into the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here and talk about Miss River Raisin Festival.
Yes, and boy, that's coming up real soon with the coming up. It's going to be in July, but still, the preparations still need to be made for young women to be able to apply for, to participate in this, right?
Yes, absolutely. So our pre-applications are out currently, and for women ages 18 to 28. So there are kind of some stipulations around that. So you can be no older than 28 on September 30th, 2027, and you have to be at least 18 on September 1st of 2027, and then live, work, or go to school here in Lenawee County. A lot of times you have a lot of Adrian College girls come in, which is super cool to see, obviously, because you have the college here.
Yeah.
And you have to at least live, work, or go to school full-time for at least 120 days prior to our competition.
Okay. So, but they have to have the applications in real soon, right?
Yes, rather soon. I know that our orientation is the 24th, so somewhere around that date.
Yeah, so we want to make sure. And then how do they get those applications in?
They can email Marsha Loader, who is our executive director, and she's one of the most amazing women that I've gotten to work with. She's a very big inspiration for me. So contact Marsha, get those things sent in, and she will be happy to help you with anything you need.
Well, what has it been like this year, or this past, I shouldn't say past year, but, you know, since you were crowned as being Miss River Raisin Festival?
It has been a fairy tale, and everybody always told me that before I won, that it was like your fairy tale year, but I never really believed that until obviously the year kind of took off. We are super lucky with all of our sponsors and our donors down in Blissfield and around Lenawee County, and we are able to have a closet. So all of my wardrobe for Miss Michigan and for appearances is all paid for, along with makeup and photos and all these other things. So it's amazing to be able to see what our sponsors do for us, but it's also been super fun. I've had a lot of cool appearances throughout the year. I have a couple more coming up. I'll be at the 5K for the Erase the Stigma.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yeah. So I'll be there. I have a couple other events for agricultural related to go along with my social service initiatives. So very excited.
So what was it that you ran on as when you were competing? What was your platform?
So my service initiative is titled Cultivate Agricultural Education, Growing Confidence, Communication, and Leadership in Youth. So it's all based on ag education. I was very involved when I was a kid. So I was a 4-H-er from the age I was age nine until I graduated when I was 18. And I was also an FFA member through the Lenawee Tech Center for 2 years.
Ah, so it really means a lot to you.
Yes, it does. And now I get to serve as Sand Creek FFA's assistant advisor and kind of grow our next future generation of leaders in agriculture. So very full circle. And I love getting to talk about it. It's one of my biggest passions. I'm actually going to be kind of working towards some other ag-related things in my field. So I'm hoping to get some certifications so that I can one day be an ag teacher too.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, so very full circle. It's really cool that I get to kind of connect everything and put pieces together of my love for education, but also my love for agriculture.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. I'm really happy for you on that. That's wonderful. For the those that are applying for Miss River Raisin Festival, is there anything that you can kind of give them some pointers on in when applying?
Don't be scared. Don't be nervous. We are here to help you. A lot of the paperwork is kind of scary to look at, especially if you are new to the program.
Mm-hmm.
But always ask questions. Send in, even if it's just a rough draft for paperwork and things like that, to make sure that it is exactly what you want when you turn it in. Because the judges get to know you based on your paperwork. And it's like, put your whole self on there. So all of your interests, things that make you unique. That's how the judges get to know you before they meet you in the interview.
Mm-hmm.
So paperwork is kind of one of the biggest factors, but also make sure that it's so unique to you that the judges know who you are when you walk in there.
Yeah. So some good points.
Yes.
Some excellent points. So this is something that has really meant a lot to you, but also I'm sure has been quite the highlight for you this year, too.
Yes, it has. So this is actually my sixth time competing for Miss River Raisin Festival. So I started competing when I was 19 down in Blissfield, and I've been to Open Locals and I've been to Miss Michigan a couple times, but this is the title that truly meant something to me because it is my hometown title. So this is my last year at Miss Michigan, so holding this title my last year is really, really memorable and really, really special. And I encourage everybody, even if they've done it before, to come back. We love to see our returners. And I think it's really important that just because you don't win in your first try doesn't mean you're never going to win. Timing is everything. And I never really knew what that meant until I won. And I was like, it makes so much sense as to why I won this year compared to others.
Yeah. Well, I think it's been wonderful, and you've been such a great representative for Lenawee County, Ashley. You're also now also preparing for the Miss Michigan pageant, too. So tell us a little bit about that.
It's a lot of rehearsals, a lot of meetings with my director, a lot of shopping and deciding what we're wearing, and alterations. So all of these things are kind of a culmination of all of our work all year. So I've been working on my talent. We're going to be starting walking practices here soon. We've been kind of curating all of my outfits for events that we'll have throughout the week at Miss Michigan, kind of putting together my competition wardrobe, and of course, lots and lots of mock interviews. So I usually have about one a week with a different panel every week usually. Yeah. So it's really fun to get in there and talk and kind of practice and kind of finalize all my skills before I take the Miss Michigan stage.
Oh, wow. Well, you've been doing wonderful so far on this interview here, Ashley.
Thank
so
you.
I think you're going to do very well.
Thank you.
And we're all going to be rooting for you for sure. Now, when is the actual Miss Michigan pageant going to be held?
It is in June up in Muskegon, and it is like the 19th, 20th. But we are there all week. So we are at appearances and rehearsals and all kinds of things throughout the week, signing autographs for little girls when we get to go out to dinners and things and taking pictures and really highlighting our sponsors for Miss Michigan. And then, of course, lots and lots of rehearsals. There are 30 of us going this year to Miss Michigan, which is one of the biggest classes in a very long time.
Wow.
So we are super excited, and there's going to be a lot to rehearsals, but rehearsals are honestly the most fun part because we all just get to hang out all day.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yes.
Very cool. This has meant a lot to you for doing this. I mean, I can tell just with your responses, Ashley. And like you said, that you're going to hate to give it up, but it's still, you have to move on.
I do. But this is one program that I know that it's always going to be something that I support, that I get to go watch during the summer, and I get to watch another girl's dream come true because it really is super magical. There's so many things you get throughout the year and so many experiences that you get. Thankful for our board, our sponsors, and of course our executive director, Marcia.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, she does such a wonderful job.
She does.
Yeah, she really does. All right, Ashley, let's remind our listeners once again, if they would like to participate in the Miss River Raisin Festival pageant again this year, what are the things that they need to do?
You have to get your pre-paperwork in, so you can reach out to Marcia Loader, or I think it is also online that they have an option to go and find that. No older than 28, at least 18, and you have to live, work, or go to school full-time in Lenawee County for at least 120 days. And our competition is on July 10th, and it is always the hottest part of the summer, but it's always super cool. It is free to come and watch Miss River Raisin Festival. And bring your lawn chairs, find a spot on the bleachers, and enjoy the show. And I think this year, we have some cool, fun things planned. So it should be super fun to come and watch.
Absolutely. All right. I was taking a quick look here, and I see that on the information that Marcia sent me, pre-applications with more information available by emailing advance@cass.net.
Yes, and that will go directly to Marcia, and she'll be able to set you up with all of the paperwork that you need to get started on your journey through the Miss America opportunity.
And again, it's advance@cass.net. Great. Thanks so much for all that you've done this past year, Ashley.
You're welcome. It's been super fun. I love serving the community that I got to grow up in, and the connections that I made, obviously, through 4-H and FFA and everything have come in handy when it comes to being Miss River Raisin Festival with the service initiative that I have. So it's been super fun to see.
Absolutely. Yes, and much success in the Miss Michigan pageant.
Fingers crossed, we've never had a Miss Michigan from Lenawee County before.
Yes.
So fingers crossed that we have a first here.
Absolutely. Yes. Got my fingers crossed. All right.
Thank you.
Good. And much success and good luck as
Thank
well.
Thank you so much.
And it's been wonderful talking with you again,
you
Ashley.
As well.
Thank you so much. My guest has been Ashley Pelham, the current Miss River Raisin Festival, and of course, now advancing to Miss Michigan. My guest here on Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.